question was asked, when we look at a Holocaust survivor or someone else who has suffered in their lives, and maybe we see that they are non-observant or less observant, do we say, look, after everything he went through, it's excusable? So the first thing we have to know is that we have no business judging other people. That's not our job, to say it is or isn't excusable. It's our job to respect every person as best as we can. Now, you know, if the person isn't harming other people, so it's not our job to judge them. But we should know that the Talmud tells us that Job, Eov, in his suffering, was not held accountable for his blasphemy. There is such a concept in Talmud that a person sometimes suffers and you tell the person with his suffering, I don't hold it against him. You know, I taught in an institution for children who were abused. And there was a kid there that when you'd enter the room, he'd go, Hail Hitler! You know, because he was abused by someone who represented himself maliciously as being Orthodox, obviously. And so he wanted to show that he's pro the opposite. How could you hold that against him? The poor guy suffered so much. So we don't have to judge other people. If they're not harming us, if they're not hurting other people in their own private lives, they're leading lives that might not be in line with the way of the Torah, so then we don't have to judge them. We do have to know that the Torah does give that leeway. The Torah does say that sometimes a person can be suffering so much that Hashem doesn't hold him accountable for what he's doing under duress. Whether these people or that person at this time had this level of duress or that level of duress, that's between them and their Creator. That's not our job to judge at all. Obviously, where we can help, we try to help people, and where we could help guide people and help them to the right path, we try to do that. But to judge people, that's not our job. We can judge favorably, that we can.